Frontenac Plaza, right there at the intersection of Clayton Road and Lindbergh Road. Welcome to the world of Triad Bank, your business, your family, your bank. They're celebrating their 10th anniversary, so stop by. We'll have some fun, a surprise guest or two. We'll see you at Triad Bank on December 8th.
Beginning this Friday, December 4th, the Big 550 is celebrating the 12 days of Christmas our way by giving the gifts to you. Each weekday during this event, go to KTRS.com to register for that day's $250 gift card from one of our sponsors, which changes every weekday at midnight. 12 days, 12 prizes. And McGraw will announce the winner the next weekday morning. It's that simple. Be sure to register each day to win that day's prize during the 12 days of Christmas from Serdike Motorsports, Redexum Turf Products, G&W Meats, Westport Plaza, and the Big 550, KTRS.
And get your hat, leave your worries on the doorstep.
Sing it, Tina!
No.
Oh, that's right.
Shoot. Remember when she used to sing along?
Oh, yeah.
And then she quit.
Can't you forgot? A happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet.
So sweet.
All the sunny side.
Dan's in a singing mood because he just came from a big singing shindig down in was Cape Girardeau.
Yes. I have some Burke segment from that.
Well, I can't wait. You never talk about your daughter.
No.
Oh, this is this.
What's that thing for? You never can tell, we might meet up with a bear. Yeah. Meet my bare hand.
Get out of here.
Yeah, meet my bare hand.
Rockefeller. Sing it, Karen.
Go.
Sing it, Ned.
On sunny side of the street.
I had a nice talk with Outdoors Ned this morning. Nice long chat. Got all caught up. His daughter, Kate the Great, fell off a horse, fell on her face.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh.
Messed her arm up. Still not quite right. She's okay, though. Got back up and she's riding again. Not me. I can't stand horses. I told you that before. They hurt you. They'll hurt you. They're mean
and
strong. And if they decide to do something, you're not gonna change their minds.
And I know someone, the horse, she got on the horse. This was a long time ago. Got on the horse, and the horse turned around and bit her leg.
Oh, I've had that. I've had that happen to me. I had a horse bite me twice. Two different horses. They're mean, man.
Yeah.
And their teeth are strong. You ever watch them eat an apple? They just annihilate it. Gone. Crushed. Don't mess with them. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Here we are, the second day of December. Another sleepy, dusty Delta day. Don't tell me. Don't, come on. Don't tell me you're not ready.
No, I had it.
Oh, come. No. The show is ruined. No, stop it. Stop it. Stop it right there. Stop it. The show is ruined.
Can we edit all that out?
Edit everything out.
And start over?
Yeah, start over. Edit all of it out, and we'll start with the music just ended. I mean it. I don't want people to hear this. You edit that. We edit it out?
All right.
So yeah. We'll go on the air? Okay. Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Here we are, the second day of December, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
I love that. I love it. It's so horrible. Dan likes it.
Boy, he really does.
He really likes it.
It just cracks me up.
Up when it's on time.
I don't know why.
And somebody remembers we do it every day.
I don't know why. Well, it
Ben, you're in timeout.
All
I'll see you after the show.
It could be the equipment.
No, I don't think he forgot it. He just forgot to have it ready. Didn't you? Didn't you, P.I.?
No, it was ready, but
our equipment never jams.
No,
it doesn't.
It stalls or hesitates. Are you kidding? Stuff's brand new. Oh, wait. No, it's not. It's 45 years old. Well, let's just get the Burke segment underway because I'm sure Dan has a story or two. Does anybody have anything to say?
Go ahead, Dan.
I do.
Let's turn it over to Dan Strauss, who was in Cape Girardeau last night, where his daughter was performing in some kind of chorus.
All yours. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Handel's Messiah was the thing. This is totally different than any high school program that I have ever gone to. This is college now, and the theater
First of all, the theater there at SEMO is awesome and incredible. The acoustics in there are unbelievable.
Now, did they, when in the audience, did they recognize you? Or we have in our audience the great Dan Strauss from KTRS Radio. Dan, please stand up. Did they do that?
Yes, they did.
Good.
Yeah,
and you said Uranus.
Yes, yes. There were a couple of times I wanted to stand up and just say Uranus.
Yeah. You want to stand up and say, everybody shut up and just let my daughter sing.
Yeah.
I can't hear her. I want to hear her.
I'll go from the time I got there. When I walked in, because you have to have tickets, you buy tickets for these things now. And these are, the tickets were $20. Now, I'm guessing a lot of the people in Cape, in that area, will go, and that's their entertainment for them. That's
sure
like
it is. Going, are you kidding? You're stuck in Cape Girardeau.
Going to Powell Hall or something like that.
Yeah.
The performance was unbelievable. The orchestra
started. Now, you say that about everything your daughter did, I think is great.
No, but the orchestra was playing first. They played first before the choir even came out.
And who was the orchestra? Were they college people, too?
Yes.
Was it a college orchestra?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And it was phenomenal. I mean, with the acoustics in the place, it was just, it was really, really good. But I wasn't allowed to sit down until the orchestra finished that whole set playing.
Why?
Because they don't want you to disrupt the people. This was a little stuffy.
Oh, you mean you weren't in the auditorium? You were back in the back vestibule or whatever.
I was on the side.
Because now you had to stand through their performance.
Oh, no. I was kind of on the
side. It's like a tennis match. You can't walk until it's between sets or something.
Yeah. So I was on the side, and I'm kind of with this usher. And so I walked
Usher
back.
Was there?
Yeah, Usher was
there.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
He's probably looking to discover some talent. You know, he discovered Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
He could discover Alyssa.
Oh, I know. So I'm standing there talking to Usher, talking to the usher, and I said I was going to go out and get something to drink. And I said, can you take video or take pictures? Because no one had their phones out, nothing. And he says, you're not allowed to take any video or pictures.
Ooh, I wonder why.
I don't know. And so I went out and got a drink. And you have to have a drink in a special SEMO glass that they give you with a lid on it.
Wow.
And while I got that, they had peanut M&Ms. And I had...
Ooh.
I know. I hadn't eaten yet.
My second favorite. Almond M&Ms are my favorite.
Oh,
peanut,
yeah.
Number two.
I hadn't eaten yet, so I got a bag of M&Ms, and I asked the girl, I said, you can eat these inside, right? And she, oh, yeah, you can take those in. So I go back inside. In the meantime, I talked to the manager outside, and I said, you're not allowed to videotape or take pictures. And he says, no. I said, do you have DVDs available to purchase or anything? And he said, no, we're working with the mass media department to try and start doing stuff like that. I'm like, well, if you don't allow people to video or do anything like that, that's, so I don't. So I,
that's that, a good story.
Yeah, I know that didn't go real well.
Mark that to play back sometime. Okay. That's a great story.
Right, well, that should be on the best of.
Yeah.
So I go back in, and I'm standing there, and I move around and I get out my bag of M&Ms, and the usher just looks at me and starts kind of staring at me.
Uh-oh.
And then I went and opened it up, and he comes walking over, and he goes, sir, you cannot eat your M&Ms in the, there's no food allowed here in the auditorium.
Oh, boy, there you go again, breaking rule, just like you do at Busch Stadium.
I said, the girl outside told me that I could bring this in. He goes, yes, but you can't eat them in here. And I said, do you want one?
Did you say that?
Yes. I said, I'll give you a couple if you want.
And bribery.
And he just smiled and said, no, thank you. And then walked away. He says, but you can't eat them. So
now, did he have that deep a voice?
No, thank you. Yeah, because he was whispering.
Deep. Yeah.
He was whispering. So finally.
What you should have done when he looked at you really loudly, so everybody could hear, you should have said, what are you looking at, butthead? That's Back to the Future.
Or no, I will not go have sex with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am not gay. Go find someone else.
Yeah. What's wrong with you? But the auditorium was like, I was telling Peon earlier, it's kind of like the auditorium that scene in Pretty Woman when they sat in that little balcony, because they had those around too. So It was a really nice auditorium, and intermission came. I went to go sit down. He pointed my seat out to me, and he said, "You're right there next to that girl with the black dress." So I went and I sat down, and I said, "This seat has been vacant the entire time while the orchestra was playing." And the one girl says yes. The other girl looks up at me and just goes like that. And as soon as I sat down, she got up and left, and that was it.
She never came back?
She never came back.
Oh, man. She didn't like the look of you.
No, she didn't. She didn't. But the program was great. They came out, and the conductor came out with the tails and everything, and the choir was behind the orchestra, and there were four people, or three people up there, including the conductor, and this guy stands up. They start the program. This guy stands up on the side of the stage, and he opens this book, and then he starts going, "And they said it was the king." And I'm like, "Oh, my God." And
that guy couldn't sing very well.
No. Well, he wasn't singing, like that. But, so it was that, you know, that I call it talk singing.
Yeah.
Like they're telling the story, but they're singing the story or whatever. I don't know it. And so there were two other women, and it was all opera stuff. I had never seen Handel's Messiah. The choir was awesome. When the choir sang, it was awesome. When the band played, it was awesome. I could not handle.
You can handle. That's good.
I know. I couldn't handle Messiah. I couldn't handle. The solos.
Is this story going anywhere?
I could not handle the solos. So.
We're going to end the Burt segment forever.
I almost jumped up and said Uranus. I almost did at several different points when they were doing solos. I couldn't stand that part.
I'm not an opera person.
Oh, I could not stand it. And there were a lot of people in there were kind of stuffy, shall we say.
Their sweaters tied around their shoulders.
Oh, yes. People. Yeah. So I was out of place.
You're out of place everywhere.
Pretty much.
I hate to tell you.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of you.
Pretty much. I was
always out of place.
I was out of place, but it was good when the choir sang. I could take the solos. And I talked to my daughter when she came out, and my niece is in the choir also, and talked to them, and I said, I could
you
not.
You said the Cubs had to have Simo on them, and then you said you took solos. Which is it? See what I did there? Cup humor.
Yeah, it's cup humor.
Yeah.
And I said, I couldn't handle the solos. And they're like, quiet. The people that did the solos were right around us. And they were the professors in the music department.
That's a good story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just gets better.
You thought it was going nowhere.
That was wrong.
Yeah.
Boy, was I wrong.
You were.
Anything else?
No.
Please say no. Okay.
No.
Peon, you have anything?
I do.
Here's Eon the Peon, everybody.
Thank you very much. First off, I just want to get out of the way. Congratulations to Big Ten's 2015 tight end of the year, Jake Butt.
Jake Butt.
Tight end.
That is not a joke. He is the winner of the Big Ten tight end of the year.
Butt is a tight end.
Jake Butt. Next, I have, I saw this story, and I could see now maybe why we've talked about Frank, both of us, maybe our marriage could be a little happier at times.
What?
For the most part, it's really good, right, though?
It sure is.
Yes. But they did a study, and it said, apparently, because both of our wives are taller, mm-hmm. right? 5'10 or so, I think, usually is.
Mine is 5'8". Your wife's even taller, yeah.
The key to a happy marriage, apparently, is...
Tall woman?
A tall husband. The biggest height difference.
Oh.
So that's maybe where we're having our
problems. Because I'm only 2 inches taller than mine.
Yes. So am I. So,
well, actually, hold on. I'm 4 inches.
Yes.
She's 5'8", and you're what? Same height?
I'm 6 foot, and she's 5'10". So, yeah,
that's
2 inches.
Not enough to be happy.
No, not enough, apparently. So, apparently, both of us need to trade them out for some spinners, and we'll be happier.
What exactly is a spinner?
A little bitty girl.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Short woman.
Okay.
Little woman.
Yeah, the study was based on over 7,800 women. So apparently a bigger height difference. Next, I saw the story for a couple days, and for the longest time I thought, well, this isn't real. This is one of those internet made-up stories. But then it kept going on for a week or so, and I kept seeing more news outlets carry this. This woman, I'm not sure how old she is, a very strict Christian. Patty Parsons is her name.
Parson? Even yes. A Christian name.
Parsons. Yes. And she just joined Twitter. So she's probably, I would guess she's probably in her 50s or 60s. So she's new to Twitter, not really understanding how it works. So she tweets out a picture of a downstairs bathroom shower.
Oh, you sent me this.
Did I send you that?
Yeah.
Was that part of? Oh, I,
yeah,
I
go ahead. I go, no, go ahead. Okay. This is good.
Is everyone in the room familiar with what a fleshlight is?
No, I would say most people are not familiar.
A what?
Fleshlight.
A fleshlight.
No.
Well, it looks like a.
Go ahead. Describe it, Peon. You describe it.
It looks like a fleshlight, but instead of on the end a light source, there is usually a silicone pocket. I guess that would be the best way to describe it.
To duplicate a woman's private
yes,
area.
Yes, a man would buy this to enjoy some alone time with himself.
So you slide this, you slide the fleshlight over your, you know, thing.
You know, yes.
And
it's supposed to replicate
yourself.
That.
It simulates.
Yes. Yeah. And yes. So Patty took a picture. This fleshlight was attached to the side of a shower by like a suction cup. around a little above the soap holder, so it was maybe 2 or 3 feet off the ground. And so she takes a picture of it and goes to her Twitter account and says, CJ is the only one to use the downstairs bathroom, and I went down to clean and seen this. Anyone know what it is? Well, seen this. That's bad grammar.
No, CJ is her son.
Yeah, CJ is her son. Anyone know what this is? And so, of course, Twitter being Twitter, a lot of the people, person said, apparently there's more than one name for it. This guy said, it's a flesh jack with a shower wall mount attachment.
He knew all about it.
He knew about it. And somebody else said, that is a sex story. I'm sorry, but your son is a sinner. Make sure he prays every day and asks for God's forgiveness. So that was another fairly strict Christian response. And so the mom wasn't wanting to believe this.
No. So, let's make this part clear to people. This
he's
mom
19,
gets on
way.
Twitter and is arguing, and here's one of the quotes she says, CJ, that's her son, does not pleasure himself. He told me he didn't, and I believe him.
All right.
And so
it gets better.
What was really funny is one of the official Twitter account for the company that produces these tweeted to Patty and said, yes, everybody else is right on the money. That's what it is. And then Patty responded to the official Fleshjack Twitter account and said, what's a 19-year-old doing with this filth? You shouldn't be selling this to teens.
A 19-year-old?
And so then CJ, I guess she had a heart-to-heart with CJ, and she's, like Frank said, CJ does not pleasure himself, and I believe him.
Well, the
case
best
closed,
the best,
hashtag.
And the best part is she says that the fleshlight or flashjack belonged to a buddy of his.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was from his house. Now, how dumb does a woman have to be?
Really dumb.
Why would you get your buddy's self-pleasure sex toy and hang it in your shower and then tell your mom, I do not do that? I mean,
well,
the
apparently
whole thing
the buddy was over at their house for Thanksgiving.
Well, that's even sicker.
He
the guy brings his flash jack to another guy's house. That's even sicker.
Hey, you want to go downstairs?
Oh. And so then Patty, a lot of people said they were trying to make her feel better. One person said, don't worry, it's just a toy microphone. You know those toy microphones that
sure
have
it
that
is.
You can echo?
Yeah.
And then somebody else said, Mrs. Parsons, that's just a baseball bat. Don't worry about that.
Baseball
have you ever seen a toothbrush holder? And so Patty, she wasn't aware how Twitter works, so she's asking people, how do you delete a tweet? People keep posting that rotten tweet. They keep and then everybody was clicking the heart, which means favorite on it. So
you know, I can tell you something. There's nothing funnier than a parent who is that naive and tells the world, my son is a Christian, or my daughter's a Christian, and I'm telling you, they don't fill in the blank.
A 19-year-old.
And it's denial. It's such denial.
So can I retell my Christian mother story real quickly?
Oh,
when
sure.
My son was a teenager, he was at his buddy's house, and he parked his car, and they took my son's friend's car. So my son's car is parked in the driveway, and across the street is a teenage girl. She's, I think, 17 at the time. And she backed the family car out of the driveway and backed it across the street and rammed it into my son's parked car. Now, come to find out, it wasn't really the teenage girl. She had let a sixth grader down the street get in the car and says, I'll let you back it out. You know, she was the older, she's 17, he's 11 or whatever. She said, sure, yeah, I'll let you back. Well, he got in it, lost control of it, backed and slammed him. So my son comes home with his buddy and his car's caved in. And one of the neighbors came over and said, I guess you're wondering what happened to your car. He goes, yeah. And he said, right there across the street. And they could look and see that car was damaged. That girl let Noah down the street, back her car, and hit your car. Now, there were two witnesses right there in the neighborhood. So my son tells me what happened, and I called this woman because I owned the car. And I said, introduced myself, and I said, apparently your daughter backed into my son's car, and I just want to make sure that, you know, you have the information you need so you can get it repaired and taken care of. She says, I'll take care of anything. My daughter did no such thing. I said, well, let me be more clear. No, your daughter technically didn't. She allowed your little neighbor, I believe his name is Noah. Do you know who that is? She says, yes, he lives next door. I said, she allowed him to get in the car. And she says, no, I don't know who you are or what you think you're doing. She says, my daughter would never, and this is her exact words, never do anything like that. And I said, well, she did. And this woman tears into me, and here's what she says. I'll have you know, my daughter is a Christian.
Oh.
And then she says, my daughter not only goes to church every Sunday, but she helps teach a Sunday school class.
Oh.
And I'm thinking, so you honestly believe, because of that, your daughter wouldn't let... So we kind of got into it, and I had been just smart enough to get the names of the neighbors who saw it. And I said, well, then I guess your neighbors, Jim and whatever, are liars, because they saw... It happened. I said, where's your daughter? She said, well, she's in her room. I said, well, why don't you go get her and ask her about it? So I hear her going, you know, Patty, or whatever the girl's name was. And the girl comes down, and I can hear this on the phone. This man is on the phone, and he has the gall to accuse you, and I need you to tell me that's not true. And the girl breaks down crying. And she's crying, and this woman says to me, well, I can't even believe, I don't know, what have we done wrong? She starts going into this. And I said, you know what, lady? She's a teenager. If you don't think teenagers lie, fib, do some things, I said, your daughter probably has had a drink or two. She probably smoked a little dough. And the woman just goes crazy. In the end, her dad called me, and he said, he apologized. I'm really sorry for the way my wife talked to you. So my point is this. Parents, listen to me. Dan will tell you. Peon can't yet, but he will. If you think your kids are little angels, I don't care if they go to church 7 days a week. They're kids. And they have friends who talk them into doing things, and sometimes they don't even need to be talked into it. Never, ever be that parent that says, well, my kid would never fill in the blank, because they probably will. Look, I just found out, I got great kids. I just found out recently, we were talking about this off the air, that one of my sons was in the fake driver's license making business. He was a counterfeiting driver's license and was really good at it and selling them in high school. I never knew that. But I never would have said, no, he's not doing that. I would have called him in, and he'd have probably broken down, and he would have confessed. They do things. I found out that my boys, when we were gone, not home, had my daughter, when she was 8 or 10, serving them alcohol, playing bar waitress. They had a game where we used to collect airline bottles. My wife was a travel agent. You know those little bitty liquor bottles? So we must have had 200 of those little liquor bottles. So these knucklehead kids of mine would open them and tell their sister to pour them drinks, and then they'd refill them with water, or they'd dump another one. So we never took a close look at them. And sure enough, that's what kids do. They do stuff. They just do. So don't be that parent.
But they don't tell you that until later.
Oh, no, we didn't find this out until about 2 years ago. long time had passed.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I got to do a little business. We'll be out of business. Good feet. I shared with you, I guess it was a couple of days ago, a story I never talked about before, and that's that I met Santa Claus in person.
Right.
The real Santa Claus. This was just a couple of, well, it was a few years ago, obviously. And we had a nice talk in my house, and I was able to get him to relax and open up to me a little bit. And he admitted that he had good feet inserts in his shoes. He's got those black boots. And he took them off and showed them to me. And I can tell you, his feet kind of smelled. I know he's Santa Claus, but, you know, it had been a long night. And whew, but he had those good feet inserts in there. And he said, "Mrs., this is all true. And inside stuff you never get to hear. You don't ever see an in-depth interview with Santa Claus. You ever notice that? Rolling Stone doesn't interview him." Well, I interviewed him. And he said he's got good feet inserts, and so does Mrs. Claus. So do all the elves and Rudolph and all the reindeer. If you could get up close to them, which you never can, what you see is not their actual hooves. It's a cover made, custom-made by good feet, for Rudolph and the other reindeer. Little reindeer foot inserts in little hoof caps, I guess you could call them. That's a true story.
Wow.
And look what it does for Santa Claus. Look what he's able to do in and out of that sleigh, jumping, landing. You know how hard when you come down the chimney, poof, you land on those feet? Whew, that's tough. He didn't have to worry. He's got good feet inserts. Now, you may have pain in your feet. That's an obviously, that's a foot problem, but it could also be a knee or hip or back or even headaches. And science has shown that many times that pain, and I'm not a doctor and I can't explain how nerves shoot from one place to another part of your body, but that pain can manifest itself somewhere even other than your feet. This is where good feet comes in. They will slightly alter the way you stand and walk, not drastic, you're not going to fall over or anything. But you'll notice right there in the store, if this is the answer, you'll notice it right there in the store when you put them in and walk around. And it's not a one-size-fits-all. There are hundreds of these inserts. And they'll do a little deductive reasoning and trial and error, and they'll find the one that's perfect for you. And for many, many people, this is the relief they thought they would only get through painkillers or surgery. You don't need an appointment. Just walk right in. Sit right down. Baby, let your mind roll on. Two locations, Creve Coeur on Olive, just west of 270 across from Friday's, and in Shiloh, Illinois, on Greenmount Road across from Deerberg. You can also go, Flex spending and gift cards available. Some restrictions apply. You want to make use of that before the end of the year if you have those plans. Good Feet. You can find more at goodfeetstlouis.com.
Let's see how traffic looks right now with Tim Weiland.
Oh, we're looking, Dan, at
Frank Ladd.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Eastbound Highway 64, the right lane blocked just before Big Bend. Has you backed up to 170 now. Looks like it's a school bus in the right through lane there. Looks like you're able to get around it in the, obviously, in the other through lanes, but then you've also got the entrance ramp lane from Hanley that you can get by it as well. So use some caution there. Looks like they just opened the school bus door, so I don't know if there are any children on this bus, but there are definitely people over on the shoulder there, eastbound on Highway 64. Westbound on Highway 64, already starting to see the volume fill in between Hampton and McCausland. That's the only incident that I've got to report. This update brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Traffic isn't always avoidable, but you can avoid surprises in your insurance. A Farmers agent can help you check your coverage for any potential hidden gaps. Find one at farmers.com. I'm Frank Ladd in the KTRS Traffic Center.
We're live. We're local.
What does that mean to you?
While some shows on other talk stations come from New York or L.A., KTRS talk personalities are here in St. Louis, focusing on St. Louis. Who carried the CBC High School State Championship game and the annual Turkey Day game between Kirkwood and Webster Groves? Yep, none other than KTRS.
Doesn't get more local than that.
Keeping it local. That's our focus on the Big 550 KTRS.
Wouldn't you like to save on your home or commercial building's energy costs? Hi, this is Steve Mace with Aladdin Insulation. It's football season and getting colder rather than warmer. If your energy bills are out of control, there's something you can do through improved insulation. If your home or commercial building isn't properly insulated, it's allowing cold air to seep in the winter and hot air in the summer. You can save hundreds and possibly thousands a year on your energy costs with one call to Aladdin Insulation. For over 65 years, my team at Aladdin has been making homes and commercial buildings more energy efficient. Aladdin Insulation can install spray foam, standard fiberglass, or blown fiberglass, lowering your energy costs by 20% or more each year. Call us for a free assessment at 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000, or see our website at truteam.com. Call Aladdin Insulation now to start saving before the cold weather hits or we go into another hot St. Louis summer. 636-947-8000.
Attention homeowners. I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again. Rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right. No points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7882. That's 1-800-809-7882.
All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7882. That's 1-800-809-7882. 1-800-809-7882. 1-800-809-7882. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-700-3811. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-700-3811. 1-800-700-3811.
Hi, I'm Brendan Burchard. Some people call me the world's highest paid motivational trainer. And some people call me crazy because I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my 2015 New York Times bestseller, The Motivation Manifesto. In the next 24 hours, I want to give away as many free books as possible. To get your hardcover copy, call 1-800-700-3630 or go to motivationbook.com. If you want to reach your true potential, personally, professionally, or financially, you need this book. You'll discover how to stop feeling tired and overwhelmed, identify the major enemies keeping you from living your dreams, and learn the secrets to defeating them. I'll teach you my proven strategies to start attaining the levels of drive and personal success you're craving. Financial freedom, emotional freedom, time freedom. Due to high demand, I can only offer one free book per household. To get your free book while supplies last, call now 1-800-700-3630. That's 1-800-700-3630. Or go to motivationbook.com.
Holiday ham from Menino's?
Check.
Fresh home-baked pie from Menino's?
Check.
Christmas tree from Menino's?
Check.
Menino's Market is filled with the spirit of giving. And here's how you could be a part of it while picking up your food items and tree. Now through December 11th, Menino's is looking for nominations of needy families in the St. Louis area because five families who could use a little help will receive a Christmas tree and a turkey dinner from Menino's.
Nomination of a needy family for Menino's?
Check.
Menino's Market in Cottleville, Highway N and Motherhead, or online at meninosmarket.com.
Hi,
Hi, this is Stuart Rosenblum, president of Stuart's American Mortgage.
Stewie!
Mortgages are the biggest investment that a person's going to make in their life. Yet most people don't know anything about it. Tune in Sundays at 2 o'clock for Mortgages and More with Stewie. That's me, where we can go over all the different types of mortgage programs in simple terms. 2 p.m. Sunday, you, me,
Stewie.
You'll become an expert after the first show.
Listen to Mortgages and More with Stewie, Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. on KTRS.
You know what the 25th is, don't you?
Christmas is coming up.
Christmas is here again.
I'm filled with Christmas cheer.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah.
Happy holidays from all of us at the Big 550 KTRS.
The station has to be politically correct and say Happy Holidays. I don't. I say Merry Christmas. Got a nice call yesterday. If you didn't hear it, it was unsolicited, out of nowhere. Remember that lady with the great voice who called? I should remember her name. I know Kathy. I don't know. And said she went to Schaefer and she got her car back. Has never been that clean. Remember that? It was like a,
yes.
I couldn't do a better. I couldn't do a better testimonial for Schaefer than she did. But that's. That's what I get in emails, and that's what I've gotten for 16, 17 years, the same reaction. I think they expect, meaning customers, I think they expect the bodywork to be good, but they don't expect the other service that they get. I mean, there's no obligation to spit shine your car and make it like brand new and clean the floor mats. And, you know, I mean, they're supposed to fix the wrecked part on the outside, and if there's some on the inside. But they don't know how to do it any other way, and they also go far beyond what I think most body shops do when it comes to making sure that the whole interaction and communication with your insurance company, and if you have rental car rental coverage, that that's taken care of, and if you can't make it to get the car, they'll bring the car to you, they'll pick you up, they'll pick up the car, whatever it takes. Because they don't expect to see you again anytime soon, but I think they're hoping that you'll share the experience with everybody, and that's what people do, and that's what I'm doing with you. So if you're in an accident, remember the C, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. They have 10 locations. The newest is in Columbia, Missouri, because word spreads when you do work the way they do work. SchaeferAutobody.com for more information. Once again, because of this thing in San Bernardino, there's all this talk about guns. And I don't want to get into this too much, but I've never understood why. Let's take a number. Let's say, I don't know how many people are shot in these senseless shootings like this one a year, but let's say just some crazy lunatic goes into a theater or a school. Let's go high. Let's say it's 100 people a year. You know, 8 in a theater, 4 in this building, 10 here. Do you remember, and I checked it again this morning, the stats. You remember the number of people every year in this country killed by drunk drivers? Do either one of you remember what it is?
Oh, I don't remember what it is, but it's
staggering.
It's really high, yeah.
11,000 people a year are killed in the United States by drunk drivers, give or take 100 or 200. It goes anywhere from 28 to 30 a day. So that's about 11,000 people a year. Now, what's the difference? A gun in the wrong hands can kill people. A car in the wrong hands can kill people, and the wrong hands would be somebody who's drunk. So every year, families, mothers, fathers, daughters lose somebody they care about to the tune of 11,000 a year. Yet there is no outcry of, this is insane, we have to find a way to put a stop to this by making the penalties much stricter. Never. I never hear that discussion. Yet some nut shoots people, and that's horrible, and oh my goodness, we've got to figure out how to put an end. How about start with the drunk driving thing? I think if a drunk driver killed one of my kids or my wife or something, they'd have to tie me down. If I could get to that person, I'd rip their heads off.
One of my pet peeves is people that drive drunk, because nothing usually happens to them. they usually end up walking away.
It's the first offense, like Leonard Little. Yeah, he had 2 years probation or whatever. You killed somebody.
Now, in Canada, your first DWI
right to jail
is a felony.
You know where else? China.
Yeah.
We have a friend who does business in China, and he goes there 2-3 times a year. He said, when you go to dinner with other businessmen in China, they drink a lot. I mean, they get falling down drunk. Every one of them has a driver. Because if they stop you in China and you're drunk and you're driving, there's not even a trial. You go right to prison.
Yeah.
They don't mess with it. And I realize that if we did that, there would be people, and you know, their story would be, oh my goodness, I hardly ever take a drink. And the one night I had 3 drinks, and the kid ran out in front of my car. Well, too bad. Too bad. You were told and told and told. If you're drinking and you've had more than a drink or two, don't drive the car. We're not drinkers. We're not big drinkers. My wife and I don't drink enough. My goodness, what most people drink in a month, we drink in a week. We drink in a year.
Yeah.
Yet if we go to Annie Gunn's or somewhere, and I make it very clear, and my wife will have 2 Cosmopolitans or whatever, she's not driving. Because 2 of those make her, woohoo, you know, she's a little bit not drunk. We're not driving.
But she's happy.
And she's happy. So I'll have a drink, maybe, probably not, and I'll drive. I'll do the driving. I'll drive home. And you have to do that. I just don't get how this country and our government just doesn't seem to give a hoot about the 11,000 dead people every year from drunk drivers. And you're right, the drunk driver, if it's a first offense, they just, oh, I'm sorry, slap on the wrist, and it's too easy.
No, but they'll walk away from the accident, too. They could kill somebody, and then the drunk driver ends up just walking away from the accident because they weren't hurt or anything like
and
that.
And isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah.
Usually the drunk doesn't get hurt.
Yeah.
That should be the one probably that was killed. I know that sounds harsh, but just think of that number, 11,000. People. So, yeah, we got to keep good luck, by the way, keeping knives or guns or anything out of the hands of some crazy nut lunatic or a machete. But we could do a much better job of keeping drunks from getting behind the wheel. The baby names, I don't know. I get tired of this every year. They come out with a list of the most popular baby names.
They're different.
Yeah, it's always in December. It is different. These are really different now.
Yeah, I know.
And I don't know. To me, if I heard that the number one baby name for a girl, whatever it would be, then I'm not naming my kid that, because it would just mean everybody her age, a bunch of people are going to have the same name. So here are the names, in case you haven't heard them. Number one for girls, Sophia. Now, why do you think that is?
I don't know.
I can't think of an actress, Sophia Loren. I mean, she's old. I don't know why. Usually it's because of some movie star or something. Emma is number 2. That's an old name.
It seems, yeah.
Old women used to be named. Olivia. Okay. Ava. And Mia. There's not a Betty or a Debbie or a Rebecca or Elizabeth in the whole group. Boys' names. Number 1, Jackson. I like that name.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't Sons of Anarchy. His name, they called him Jax, but I think his name is Jackson. Aiden. I don't know. That seems like one of those private school kind of snooty, I don't know.
There's a lot of those. Caden, Jaden,
Hayden.
Yeah, there's a bunch of
Liam. Okay. Liam Neeson. But I'm trying to find out why. I mean, I kind of expected in the babies born in the 50s, 60s, there'd be a lot of kids named Elvis. But there weren't.
Yeah.
Do you know anybody named Elvis?
No.
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 Isn't that weird? I thought a lot of people would be named that. Lucas is number 4, and Noah is number 5. Wow, we've come a long way from Bob and John and Tom and Thomas and Michael. So Jackson, Aiden, Liam, Lucas, Noah, and for the girls, it's Sophia, Emma, Olivia, Ava, Mia. How big a deal is that for you, Peon, trying to decide? Well, you came up with Archie. You got to make that call.
Yeah.
You told her, I'm coming up with a name, and that's the end of it.
And you guys wouldn't tell anybody.
I said, you get all the fun parts of getting to birth him and carry him for 9 months. I'm getting his name.
I don't get to do anything. You get to carry him around all with you all the time and pop him out, so I'm doing the name. But, boy, it's to a lot of people, that's a big deal, man, that name. They don't want to offend any relatives. Well, if we name him after my dad, then her parents. That's why we didn't name our kids after anybody in the family. You know, we just named them different names, not the second or the third or after grandma or anything else. So that's that deal, and we have a story later. If you don't know, this is unbelievable. If you don't know what a Bugatti is, I can't blame you because most people don't. It's a $2 million.
Isn't that the name that you call your wife's?
No, that's Bugatti.
Oh.
Close. Bugatti. And that Bugatti, by the way, has cost me more than $2 million. Over the life of our marriage, I guarantee you. Bugatti is a car maker, and they have a new car out, and we'll tell you more about this later, but let me just tell you this much. It's $2.4 million. There's not a photo of it. There's not a demo. There's not one to drive, to look at, and they already have taken orders for 100 of them.
Wow.
With a deposit of $200,000. And you can't even see it. Wow. It'd be great to have that kind of money. Did we close the Burke segment?
I don't think we did.
I don't think we did. We didn't close the Burke segment. All right, coming up next hour, and if you have a pet, you want to be ready to call because the one and only Dr. Doug Pernikoff will join us after the news break. Top of the hour, we'll get caught up and get an update on the shooting in San Bernardino. This is an odd one because after this much time, 2-3 hours, normally you have a lot more information. It's all still so vague, you know. What I hate is I was looking at the monitor before we went on the air, and CNN and Fox and these type people, and one of them had on the screen, three shooters armed are still in the building, and not 2 minutes later they flashed suspects escaped in the SUV. You know, they just jumped the gun, and they don't know what they're talking. They have to put something up there to make it look like they're on top.
So now they're gone, huh?
Well, that's what I gather, is they got away in a black SUV after they shot the place up. So we'll have more on that after the news break. It'll be during the news, top of the hour, and then after that, Dr. Doug Pernikoff. So stick around. And if we have time later, I'm just old enough to remember when probably the most spectacular gift you could get a woman for Christmas was a fur coat. I mean a real fur, and if it was a full-length fur coat, whoo, you can't do